The ninth parak today of the Rambam, Halacha Beis Bnei Nisav Koy Sol Vin Vev Chachmeim Limos Mashiach Nes Yenuchim Mamachios Mimalchios Shem Menichos Lam LaAsok B'Tor Mitzvos Kehagin. So because of the description the Rambam just gave of the beauty and the greatness and the majesty of the world to come, that's extant right now. So he said, therefore, all of the sages and the prophets all longed for the messianic era so that the nations of the world would no longer chepi us and prevent us from learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. So that they could just engage in wisdom and the pursuit of wisdom so that they'd merit the world to come. Because in those days, wisdom and knowledge will abound and truth will abound so that people won't be pursuing false illusion the way it is in today's world. Never seen such pursuit of false illusion. Shnemer kimor, it's Deas Hashem, because the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. The people will be so understanding, they'll understand things by themselves. And God will take the heart of stone from our chests and replace with a normal beating heart of mercy. And this is an important line here in the Rambam, because in those days, a king will arise from the seed of David, will be great, have abundant knowledge, he'll be greater than Shlomo, v'navi gadolhu, and he'll be a great prophet as well, Karuv l'Moshe Rabbeinu, near to the prophecy of Moshe, but no one will ever exceed Moshe Rabbeinu as a prophet. Even in Yemos HaMashiach, you'll be a king greater than Shlomo, but not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulefikach yilmad kalam yoreosim derech Hashem, and therefore people will respect him and revere him, and he'll teach them how to follow in the path of God. And all the nations of the world will come and listen to him and listen to him with reverence and with expectation of the knowledge that he's going to give them is going to be indispensable for them to be able to live their lives. But in spite of the greatness of the world to come, nothing compares to Olam Haba. Nothing. Aval Yemos HaMashiach Olam Hazeh, because why the Yemos HaMashiach, the Messianic era, that's this era that we're living in now, Olam K'minhag HaHolech, and the world will continue to go on the way it is, and those in Olam Haba, there's still going to be poor people, there's still going to be sick people, but they won't die, and they'll give us opportunities to help the indigent, the poor, but the world will go, as we know it, with exception of the following exception, that Ashel Malchus Tachzor Yisrael, that the Jewish people will be above all the other nations of the world to bring them closer to God. And what's the difference between this world and the Messianic era? That is that we will no longer be meshubed, will no longer be subservient to the nations of the world. May we merit to that immediately as a result of our own actions, as a result of our doing tshuva.